The East Norfolk Operatic Society is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year with the comic opera The Mikado. The director is Nona Gray and the musical director is Simon Shirley, who volunteers at Chatterround. Becky caught up with them to find out how rehearsals are going.
Hello, I'm Becky Sweet and today I'm very lucky to be with Nona Gray and Simon Shirley, who both work with the East Norfolk Operatic Society. So firstly, Nona, would you like to tell me about your role?
Well, I'm the director for the show this year, and it was very kind of them to ask me because it's their 60th year performing. They started in 1959 at Wroxham and have now moved to the Madam Market Theatre, which is where the show is going to be.
And the next show is?
The Mikado. Very popular show. It has been for many, many years. I think since its first inception.
And Simon, your role?
I'm sort of guesting in here as well as Nona here. I'm going to be their musical director. I say going to be. We have been rehearsing with them since the middle of September. We've been rehearsing the chorus up to this point, just learning the songs and walking through all the harmonies that they need to do to sing with the chorus, and as I say, come, I think next week, isn't it, that we're bringing the orchestra in?
Yes.
To start putting the show together, to do all the music all in one go.
And the movement, because you cannot stand still if you're doing a show.
So between the two of you, you're really the leading lights of the show in putting it together and conceiving of its production.
Well, so long as you have the people to do it, like the principals and the chorus is very important in Mikado. They have quite a long sing, don't they, Simon?
They do have a long sing, indeed.
They've got some very famous songs.
They have.
Extremely, yes.
Songs like The Littlest, Titwillow.
Yeah.
Three Little Girls.
Three Little Maids,
Maids,
indeed.
And that is on at the Madam Market Theatre.
Yes, we're performing there the 8th of May, which starts on a Wednesday, to the 11th, the Saturday. And there is, in fact, a Saturday matinee. And it's selling very well.
I'm sure it is. It is a very popular show.
Very popular.
Having been established for 60 years, I imagine you have a strong regular audience.
Yes. Yes.
There are a few familiar faces in the audience, yeah.
Very familiar, of them, yeah. Yes. Known for ages.
Sure.
As we have.
Sure.
Or I have, anyway.
So just going back to the production, you talk about an orchestra. Is it a pre-existing orchestra, or are they individuals?
They're kind of individuals, but they've been doing it for a while. Ideally, if I had the choice, I'd have a proper 35-piece orchestra. But for the listeners who know the Madam Market very well, being sort of very small and Shakespearean, unfortunately, the Madam Market is just a little bit small for a full size.
Yeah.
So we've got our seven regulars, a couple of violins, there's a cello. There's a lady who's going to play all of the brass section. It's got a number of different sized trumpets to sort of give high trumpet sounds right through to sort of fake trombone, euphonium type sounds. As I say, a clarinet player and a flute player who've sort of supported the East Norfolk Operatic Society over the last, I think, probably about 7 or 8, maybe 10 years.
Yes.
And so although it's not really officially the East Norfolk orchestra that goes with it, it's familiar faces that know the cast,
yeah,
and have played before,
and which is lovely for you because they'll know each other and know how to work with each other.
That's right.
So what's the biggest challenge from the directing point of view, do you think, at the moment?
Getting movement done, because you've learnt the singing and then you come to do movement and then you have to do them together. And as soon as you start moving, you forget the music.
Right over the head.
It goes straight out the window.
That's all right.
Then it has to come back.
Yes.
And you have to remember the music as well. And the thing with Mikado is I have got everybody with fans. So they're doing a lot of work with fans. So that has been challenging.
I can imagine. And there's a whole language there, isn't there?
The language of Gilbert is... It's Victorian, but it is very witty. but it is different to how we speak now. And it's remembering all the different words that go to make up what can be a very good show. One of the characters, Pooh Bah, has some very, very difficult lines to learn.
Yeah. I read only today that some people have linked Pooh Bah with Pooh Bear. and also, I can't remember which politician, but it's been known to be used as an insult in political circles to call somebody Pooh Bah.
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
And the phrase, make the punishment fit the crime.
The crime, yes.
It comes from the Mikado.
Yes, the Mikado was a play, really, about capital punishment, taking the Michael out of capital punishment.
Right.
Which, in the Victorian age, was rather more serious than now.
But they've made a broad comedy out of it.
But they made a broad comedy out of it, yes. Yeah. Yes, which is not something that perhaps would happen now, I don't know. But that's what it was in 1885.
Would you describe it as operatic satire?
Yes. It Gilbert and Sullivan bridges between opera and slight music hall, because, of course, it was considered rather lowbrow sometimes, because barrel organs used to play Sullivan's music. Which he wasn't too fond of, but there we are. and musical comedy, which came a little later.
So in terms of challenges, how about musically? Is anything more difficult than anything else? One of the songs, perhaps?
There are a few places where trying to get some of the chorus to sing in harmony. It's very easy, as we mentioned, with pieces like Three Little Maids. Mm. It's easy for people to sort of fall into the tune and sing the bit that they're more familiar with. Right. And I think some of the chorus who are doing it this time have sung other parts in the past. And so trying to get people to relearn some other lines has been a bit tricky. But there's a piece in the finale, all the Bickery Shackery 2 stuff that try. There are parts where the orchestra sort of interject just before the chorus starts singing, and it's trying to coordinate who comes in first and when parts when they have to sing.
And because it's very fast moving, isn't it?
It is. Some of it is.
Yeah. Well, East Norfolk operatic, they are known actually for their good singing, and they are they're good singers.
They are.
So. Pooh Bah sounds interesting. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, Pooh Bah is the politician of the piece. He has taken on all the high office roles of Titipu, because the nobleman retired all at once, because Coco, the cheap tailor, becomes the Lord High Executioner, and they refuse to work under him. But Pooh Bah doesn't. He's a highly haughty individual, but he does take bribes. So he says, I am, in point of fact, a particularly haughty and exclusive person of pre-Adamite ancestral descent. You will understand this when I tell you that I can trace my ancestry back to a protoplasmal primordial atomic globule. Try learning that in a hurry.
And that has to be sung?
No, fortunately, that's in the dialogue.
That's in the dialogue.
That is Gilbert's wit.
Well, it sounds as though it's going to be a wonderful production, and I hope you are enjoying working on it as much as your audience are going to enjoy seeing the show.
I think everybody is, enjoying it.
Yeah, it seems very fun, and so hopefully they're enjoying working with us as well.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the show.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
The Mikado is on at the Madam Market Theatre, sponsored by the highly praised Norwich office of the wealth management firm Can Accord Genuity. Performances run from Wednesday the 8th of May to Saturday the 11th with the Saturday matinee. Tickets are £15 with a £5 discount on the Friday evening for students. For up-to-date news, find the East Norfolk Operatic Society on Facebook or go to their website, enosoc.co.uk, and click on the home button. Thank you for listening.